Welcome to Sexy Mom Abundant Life with best-selling author and coach Kathy Williams, a show to help you tap into the support of the universe and access the abundance that's available in every area of your life. Listen in for conversations and tools to create more ease, joy, and possibility with family, relationships, business, and living. Kathy's joyful perspective will help you tap into your own wisdom and create a life of presence and abundance your way. Listen live on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, or anytime on iTunes or at IOM FM.
Welcome to Sexy Mom Abundant Life, everyone. This is Kathy Williams, and I'm joined today by Maggie Emerson. We are going to have a conversation about the courage to choose what's uncomfortable. And that is not for the faint of heart. I know myself, I have dragged my feet again and again when I've heard my little voice of intuition or that little nudge, and I've even had arguments in my head about doing things. And I did actually talk about that earlier this month on the show called, what was it, Tapping Into Your Intuition and Knowing. So, like, you hear the intuition, then you're like, no, I don't want to do that. And then having this little conversation back and forth and back and forth, eventually you have to leap. So we're going to talk about leaping today. Maggie has made a huge pivot in her business, and we'll talk about that. From being a coach and an energy worker, intuitive, to having a full-time, amazing earring business in which she taps all those skills that she has. It's totally intuitively led, and as well, we'll talk about some of the magic of that business too that Maggie has. So welcome to the show, Maggie. Thanks so much for being here with me.
Thank you. I am so happy and excited to be here. Thank you.
Yay! Oh, one thing I love about you is your ability to be in the question and live from the curiosity that comes so naturally for us when we're kids. So we've been having some conversations over the past couple of months, actually, and this show topic is what emerged. So, first off, like, I would love to hear one of the things that helps you when, you know, the first word in the title is really the courage. So what is courage to you, and how do you tap that?
Ooh, that's a big one. Courage to me is really going for it. And but like bottom line, it's going for it. Like no matter what, like it's the courage to listen, like you said, to those whispers, even when you have those arguments with yourself, like, cause I've definitely had those arguments with myself of like, no. And it's just like, yes, underneath it. And it's really about, you know, the outside world has painted a picture of what's supposed to be, and courage is really looking inward to what it is that you, or like what your heart's singing to you or your heart saying to you. And it's really allowing yourself, I mean, to be curious about, okay, so this is what I'm quote unquote supposed to be doing in my world and in my life, right? Or feeling or experiencing. And then you get curious, right? And curiosity actually is a very courageous thing.
It is, isn't it? To not follow the norm. Yeah. What, as you were speaking, you know, some of those moments in my life where maybe I haven't acknowledged it as courage came to me. And so I would just love listeners to tap into, like, what are some moments of courage you've had in your lives that you haven't fully recognized or acknowledged. Mm-hmm. Even the courage to look at something in a new way or to question your direction or your path mm-hmm. is a big and a transformative thing.
It is. And it's really, it's a courageous act to meet yourself there, right? It's one thing to say, you know, I'd like to look at this, but then to meet yourself there.
Yeah. So would you say more about that? Meeting yourself there.
Meeting yourself there. Well, I guess it's, again, that inward piece, but just say, you know, if something's not working out right, and you mentioned I pivoted my business, right? And we can go deeper into the logistics, or not, there's no logistics, the creation of that. Yeah. A little bit of tongue there. But, you know, I'm just lost my train of thought. The meeting yourself there is, I'm just going to take that as an example, is I was coaching, I was mentoring mamas, you know, and it just didn't feel right. And it actually hadn't felt right for a really long time. And every time I had someone on my schedule, I had a lot of anxiety, which isn't my normal space to live in. And so the anticipation of someone, like leading up to someone's call, just say I had someone at 3 o'clock in the afternoon all day, there'd be anxiety. So, you know, it took a series of events, so to say, to have me really meet myself there, like meet myself at the, like, you know what, I really don't want to be on the phone with people right now. I don't have the energy. Like, it really was this place of like me needing to take care of me. And I wasn't willing to take care of me until I met myself there and was like, you know what? I have to. Like, it's not going to grow. I'm like, I'm exhausting myself more. And it was very humbling to, you know, having had taken, like, it's, and like you said in the beginning, it actually, everything that I've done has led to this. But before then, it was like, I've done all this work, I've done all this training, it should be this way. And totally,
it wasn't to be that way. Yeah.
Isn't that fascinating how we come to the conclusion? I mean, not only I've done all this work, I've paid all this money, I've spent all this time, people have this expectation of me, right? Like, there's a lot going on in that picture. And I remember someone who got divorced after almost 50 years. It was probably like 45 years or 47 or something like that. And people said to him, you wasted, you know, 40-something years. And he's like, I didn't waste 40 years. I'm looking ahead to the next 10. Right? Like, I'm mm-hmm. making this choice to create my future rather than stay with what is and what was and what has been and what's stable but dissatisfying.
Yes. Yeah. And I think, like, there's a piece there too in the dissatisfying, because we get comfortable in that. Like, we get used to, like, our standard of living can be such that you stay in a relationship that really, you know, deep inside that, like, on the outside, from the outside in, people might be shocked if you leave it, right?
Yeah.
But
we've both done that.
It's true.
It's like, it looks good, right? Why are you doing this? And for me, I mean, questions like, why am I doing this? It's so illogical, but this is what has to happen. It's like, it for me to grow, for the oak to, you know, really be what it is, it's, this is what's got to happen. And it was scary, and it took a lot of time and advice from other people, even though
I always knew.
I know. I have a really psychic friend, and I called him up and I was like, what can you do to make this fit? And then he spent all day on it. You know, he said something came to mind, and then it would be like, nah, not that. Something else came to mind, not that. And then he goes, Kathy, you got to do what's in your soul. I was like, boom.
I just got chills. Yeah.
So I totally interrupted you.
No, you're fine, because I was just going to speak to what you said with too, is because, you know, it also takes courage to do like what you just explained, and I did something similar where you go here, and you know, and you really like, in a sense, I see that as my, like, I was really clear by the time I was leaving. I was so clear, you know, like there's no doubts left in there. And I know now, if that ever were to happen or other choices, it can be easier than that. And, you know, the curiosity, the willingness to be vulnerable and call someone and say, hey, this is like, this is this way for me. Like, we just had a recent conversation like this, right? Like that, like, oh, like you were sharing something beautiful in your world. And I was like, I'm so glad you said that, because I needed to remember that that's possible. And the courage to, A, you know, you share what you shared. Like, we're keeping that.
Which was super vulnerable. I would not say it on the radio.
No, it's not a radio host thing. Sorry, guys, but we're just using this as an example. Look at this king. But, and then for me to have the opposite experience going on in my life, and me being willing enough to speak to that, and literally in that moment, both of us being there, I know my world changed, and the experience that I was having changed dynamically. And that's courageous. And that was like, you know, with you and I, it's comfortable, quote unquote, but it's not that comfortable.
Right. I mean, I feel like it actually required extreme vulnerability on both our parts. Right. Mm-hmm. In a way. Yeah. Well, and sometimes that is the courage, right? To get extremely almost naked with yourself or with another, right? This is what's true for me. And then have them say, oh, wow, well, we can create some changes, or we can, you know, do this. Or have them say, oh, that doesn't work for me, right? But then at least you can move on into some possibility that is a fit, rather than, you know,
suffering. No fun.
Yeah.
Right. Well, and I was going to say, too, because that vulnerable piece, it's like you can only go so, like, as, like, when you're with someone, from my experience, you can only go as vulnerable with them as you've gone with yourself.
Yeah.
And so, like, relationship speaking-wise, courage-wise, and speaking up about that, you've got to go inward, like, and really, like, push down those barriers that the chitter-chatter, the mind rest, and give them the day off. You can just fire them completely. And really go inward and get to know you. That's a courageous act in itself. Yeah.
It is. Because sometimes you see things that you're like, oh, I wish that weren't there. I don't want that to be there. Like, or I didn't know that about myself. And that's so different from other people. Or whatever it is. And that's one of the reasons, you know, I tend to do morning pages, or just get out of bed and write and unload whatever in my awareness, just to take a look at, like, what's really true and what's false that I'm telling myself. But whatever comes out is useful in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked about that in the last show, which was tapping into your intuition and knowing. So that's available in the archives. Yeah. So that vulnerability piece is huge. And like, I would like to go back to something you said earlier, which was what was going on in your business, or what was occurring for you, didn't feel right. Like something felt off.
Well, like I said, like I just, the anxiety was there. Like I was lacking the energies that I know, like when I'm being me, there's a playfulness, there's a goofiness, there's very much spontaneity, and there's a lot of serendipitous moments that show up. And none of that was present.
None of it. No, not at all.
None of, well, there was glimpses of it. You know, I was very exhausted. I had, you know, and the other thing was, there was a piece of me that felt like I was never enough, like it never was enough. And part of that also was with the clients I was working with, I took responsibility for what they were going to do. Like, I felt responsible for their choices.
So interesting.
And so I needed to step away to recognize that's not, like, I show up and I deliver my magic, right? And then they get to take it forward with their magic.
Yes.
But that, there was something amiss in that. Yeah.
Well, and I would like to talk more. I know we're going to go to break in a moment, but that decision that, oh, I've invested so much in this thing to do, I have to keep doing this thing. And then almost like unlocking yourself from that cage is something I'd like to explore as we go into the next part of the show, because a lot of us have that in the ways that we do. And we both encountered that this in the past couple of years. So yeah. Look forward to that. Thank you.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times. Co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Sexy Mom Abundant Life. I'm so grateful you're here. As a listener, you can pop over to meetkathywilliams.com and get 20% off any item in the shop, including videos, energy pulls, even private sessions, by entering the code SMRadio. Also at meetkathywilliams.com, you can download a free Create Your Life exercise and join me for online classes and Hawaii retreats. And if you're stuck, helping you get unstuck is my specialty. I'd love to work with you one-on-one.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Sexy Mom Abundant Life, everyone. This is Kathy Williams, and my guest today is Maggie Emerson. We are talking about the courage to choose what's uncomfortable. And before we dive into the show, I want to invite you to a class all about Ho'oponopono tomorrow. And Ho'oponopono has been a huge tool in my life for not only quieting the critical chatter that tends to occur in my head, but also for creating huge relief in really challenging situations. So at one point I had a renter on my property who just went crazy, became threatening, doing all this stuff. And I used clearings, I used mantras, I used all these things. And Ho'oponopono was the one thing that created peace. And then actually out of the blue, he changed and he left. So I would love to invite you to that possibility in your relationships and getting rid of the triggers that occur with people. And that class is at meetkathywilliams.com/upcoming. And there you can find all the upcoming classes and things that I've learned from a Hawaiian shaman, a kahuna, and that I will be spreading more and more in the world, because I've been given that nudge and actually had the uncomfortableness that we're talking about today. I was like, I'm not Hawaiian. And then I clearly had an ancestral Hawaiian come to me and be like, yeah, you got to do it, man. So I was like, okay, I'll do it. I've already had some pushback from some Hawaiian people. And I just, you know, I responded like, if you do the practice, you will know. Because they were kind of like pushing me to validate myself. And I'm like, I'm not going to play that game with you. So, yeah, and understandably, I mean, there is so much out there that purports to be Hawaiian that's not. So I get that she was trying to, like, make sure I'm real, but I'm not going to play that game with people. So meetkathywilliams.com/upcoming. It is authentic teachings, and it is fun. So, all right, that's my spiel. So talk about getting uncomfortable and going out there, because you know the world is, you know, people are going to throw some projections and judgments at you. Maggie, during the break, we were talking about like going for things and knowing that you've been abandoning you in order to please others. And so, you know, now you're like, oh.
I know nothing about that.
Oh, me neither. I could have a degree in it, man. Yeah. Everybody who's done that, could you please not look back at your life and judge yourself for that? Because I'm really good at that too, right? Oh man, I abandoned myself in this and this and this. Okay, let me beat myself up now for that, because that's useful.
Yeah, it's not the time to beat yourself up. It's actually a time to go like, oh, like, it. What can I choose now, right?
Because I
want to speak to that too, because I grew up with a mama who was a people pleaser, and so, you know, that's what I learned. And as it came to, like, you know, it began hurting me more than it was serving me when I was, you know, giving, and, you know, I'll take care of me when I've got a moment. And when it becomes like, it feels like it's gonna hurt the other person when we finally pull in the reins and choose ourselves first, which is, you know, that selfishness that gets placed on that, which is total baloney. But really, I think what I want to share here too is, like, there's the courage to know deep within you that everybody has the ability to handle their own shit. I don't know if I'm allowed to swear. Sorry.
Yeah, you can.
Everybody has the ability to handle their stuff, and to see someone as that big, as that capable, you know, was the ability to take that off my chest and be able to choose for me.
Isn't that huge? Isn't that huge? Like, oh, yeah. It's not how they respond is not my responsibility. I mean, mm-hmm. I can deliver in a kind way. I can, I don't have to be a jerk, but like, I have to also do what's authentic, because ultimately, like, if I choose that, it's going to create greater.
Yes. And here's the thing, is if you're saying that to someone who doesn't yet have that skill set, it's going to teach that to them, right? I remember the first time my mom said no to me. I was about 27 years old. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, excuse me? Like, she said no, because she finally was taking care of herself. And that was actually a very, you know, important moment in my world. It took me still probably another 10 years to figure that one out, but very clearly, not quite, I'm hard on myself, but that was her demonstrating her saying no to me, because that just wasn't a thing, right? Became my ability to say no to others. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and that just also kind of brings in the idea that when you're really in integrity, there's a certain energy that you're being that's an invitation for others to, you know, realign with their integrity too. Because if I'm, let's give an example. If I'm staying in a job, a marriage, whatever, that really doesn't work for me, and I'm staying there out of obligation, all of us have done this in something, right? Even if it was as simple as being at a party that we didn't really want to be at, but we were there because of obligation. There's a certain energy there that's very different from the desire to be there. And that energy that you're being also influences then what shows up in that situation, but not solely in that situation, in your life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, let's flip a situation around. Like, if you were the employer, would you want an employee who really doesn't want to be there and is just there because of obligation?
No way. No, thank you.
Me neither. Maybe some would, but not me. Well, if you're in a marriage, do you want someone who's there who is solely out of obligation and not because they really want to be with you? No, that's a huge no.
It's no fun for anyone.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
So then, okay, we're people pleasers. We want them to be happy or whatever. And we know that there's a different possibility. How do you make that jump?
That's a big one, too. All the big questions. Well, on one hand, you build a muscle. Like, it's like building a muscle that, and it's a, like, for me, it's a gut, like a physical response of like, oh, we're done. And I can't ignore that, because I'm actually going to share this, too, because it took me. So I'm going to do relationship-wise. It took me 3 years in my marriage to actually leave. From time I knew to exit, right? And then as I was dating, right, I always would know within 3 months. Well, it was like a three-month thing where I'd like, by 3 months, I kind of know right off the get-go. I'm like, I don't like this person, but it took me 3 months to build the courage, right? I know, crazy.
Let me get this straight. You knew right off the get-go, but then you're like telling them 3 months later?
Well, I didn't know right off the get-go, but like I knew it wasn't an everlasting thing. And then all that, like, you know, I'd see this. And then it came to, like, it was pretty quick. There was like a 3 week, like, I'd know within 3 weeks if we were going to continue or not. And then I met my current man, who I love and adore, and, you know, is like, there's none of that stuff, you know, where I'm like, there's this foot out the door kind of thing. But yeah, it's like, it's a muscle of knowing. And the other thing I want to share with this, and it's funny that it's relationship wise, but I was there when I met my man, I was very clear, which took a lot of guts, because before I tried to be the perfect woman. I tried to be, like, you know, to cook and to clean for the man. I don't know why, but this one, I stepped into the the relationship, and I was like, I am an undomestic goddess. I am messy. I am creative, and I am nowhere near a person who is like, does things like linearly. And it was very clear. And that took courage for me, right? It took a lot of being okay with that within myself, because I used to think it was terrible and wrong that I was messy and I was I was like, you know, try and fit myself into, like, you know, from this time I do this. And I'm like, I don't. I do certain things every day. Like, I ask questions and I check in with my body, and I, you know, it's the curiosity and question is my consistency. Everything else is not.
Oh, I love that. That's so fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Isn't there a freedom that comes when you're like, you know what, this is me. If you're not into that, like, I'm a zebra. If you're not into zebras, hey, you know, there are plenty of other animals out there, but I'm not going to pretend to be a giraffe, because that's really hard for me. And it's like, I'm trying to strain my neck all the time when I'm trying to be a giraffe, you know, and it just doesn't work in the end.
Yeah.
If they want a giraffe. Too,
So I want to say too, because it's like, how do you get to know to yourself? Because your question too was about, like, how do you get to that point of speaking up or having the courage, and figure out your way of communicating and opening yourself up to yourself, right? Whether you and I like to journal and write and do pages, right? Both of us have that. And then there, you know, have people in your world that can get curious with you. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. As a child, I used to do a lot of rehearsing. My mom was into that. So she'd be like, okay, you're afraid of the phone call. All right, let's practice. And I'd say, hi, you know, and then I'd practice the whole phone call. And that was useful, you know, mm-hmm. in my own relationship leading up to the divorce. I knew for a whole year and a half what I was going to say before I actually really had the courage and the ability to say it. Mm-hmm. And that's just the time it took. And that's not good, bad, right, wrong. It's just like what it took. It finally got to that point where it's like, now is the time.
Mm-hmm. And I love that, because there often too, because I have spent far too much time beating myself up or having something to say. And sometimes there is this opening that it's like, oh, now is the time. Whereas, like, even when, you know, I, when I was a kid, I don't know what our timing is right now for breaks, but when I was a kid, everything would ball up inside of me. Oh. I'd keep it all in. And I remember sitting, and my mom's coming into this conversation a lot, but my mom would sit beside me, and finally I'd spew it all out.
Mm.
Right? And so the point of sharing that is no way is wrong how it comes out, when it comes out. It's about building that muscle of courage, because the more, you can't have courage before you choose it. And so you build that muscle, whether that's, you know, raising my hand in class in school was horrendous,
But now I'm the person, you know, that likes to speak up and ask the question. So you build it.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're going to talk a little bit in the next part of the show more about that. One of the things that just kind of popped up when you were talking about that is the when we know something and we know what we would like to say, sometimes it's useful to ask ourselves, well, can they hear that? Right? Just because I'm ready and raring to go, I now have the courage, you know, and that it's like, well, can this person hear? Whenever I write an email, I ask that because it's like, what can they hear? If I phrase it in this way, is it going to be received? Right? If I tell someone, quote, my truth, like, is that going to hit them like a bag of bricks? What is that going to, how will it land? What will it create? Another great question is, what will it create if I say this? And then you get a sense of like, oh yeah, spaciousness, or oh God, there's something weird about that. Now let me modify, reformat, whatever it is, you know. And how can it turn out greater than I could have imagined?
Mm-hmm.
So some fun questions to chew on as we go to break, and we'll be back and hear some more about Maggie's earring business in the final part of the show. Thanks so much for being here with us, everyone, listening to Sexy Mom Abundant Life. And you can always find us on iTunes, Spotify, and at iom.fm.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Hey everyone. Thanks for listening to Sexy Mom Abundant Life. I'm so grateful you're here. As a listener, you can pop over to meetkathywilliams.com and get 20% off any item in the shop, including videos, energy pulls, even private sessions, by entering the code SMRadio. Also at meetkathywilliams.com, you can download a free Create Your Life exercise and join me for online classes and Hawaii retreats. And if you're stuck, helping you get unstuck is my specialty. I'd love to work with you one-on-one.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Sexy Mom Abundant Life, everyone. This is Kathy Williams, and I'm joined today by Maggie Emerson. I always want to say your previous last name, and I have to catch myself. And we were talking about courage, the courage to choose what's uncomfortable, you know, the courage to go after what you know inside your heart, even though you're like, am I crazy? Why would I choose that? This other thing is so stable. or everyone else is going to think I'm crazy. Or whatever it is, you know? So often we have lots of ideas in our head that aren't even true, you know? So Maggie made a huge pivot in her business recently, and I'd love to ask you about that, Mags. So what, like, this other business was feeling kind of off, mm-hmm. and what did you start to, like, explore with that curiosity of yours?
Yeah, so, and I will add, like, some more to the mix. I was just like, COVID had just hit, and my mom passed away. And so I was sad and I didn't have a lot to give. And so, and I needed to provide for myself and my kid, right? And so I actually asked myself, what did I used to do as a kid that brought me joy? And very quickly, I had been dabbling in a little bit of earrings, but then I started creating the ones, like, you can't see if you're listening on the radio, but the ones, the very elaborately stitched together, like bead by bead earrings. So I literally sat down to make a pair, and, you know, it brought me back to life. And then, you know, had that internal, just post it. And I picked a, you know, I asked, you know, as we asked questions, what does this want to be priced as? And I simply just shared it on Facebook, as in, like, and I have, you know, my earrings come with a message. They speak to me, and they come with a message so that when you wear these earrings, you actually are adding these energies to your world. And it was the Ride the Waves earrings that I first made, and I posted them, and in 2 minutes they were sold.
Oh, two minutes.
Oh,
cool.
And I remember that being like, got it. Like, the universe was like, here. And I was like, got it. And so from that point, you know, it's just been create and get really curious about, like, what, because, you know, always, if I sit down with that, like, an agenda of I have to make earrings and I have to sell them, nope. Like, that is not how it works. That is not how it works in my world. It is not how it works with the earrings. It does not work for creation for me. I literally, in order for my business thrives, and I thrive when I'm in curiosity and I'm listening and I'm in question. And that's actually what I was trying to find so desperately in my other business. And I, you know, it's funny because I got all the tools by creating that. I got the tools. And then I took a step back and utilized the tools and really allowed myself to be curious so that, you know, because I said to a coach at one time, just as my mom passed, I said, all I want to do is make earrings. And she goes, so do it.
Yeah, go do it.
And you know, you wouldn't necessarily, like, I still actually have some, like, nope, Maggie, like, yes, it's possible because you're doing it. I had thoughts of, like, how could I even have an earring business? Like, it wasn't even in a realm of what was possible for me, right? But somehow through, you know, what, asking the question of what brings me joy, it became a business that it's growing. Like, it's lovely.
Yay. Yeah. That's so cool to mm-hmm. be willing to give up or to let go of, rather than give up, what was the known? I'm not even going to say what was comfortable, because you knew in a way that it felt off.
It felt off. And then the other thing too was really, you know, all the things that I love to do are inside of this. I love to write, right? So I get to, like, and I love to, like, when I'm truly what I consider to be writing, when I'm, it's coming through me. It's never a thinking thing. And you can see my hands if you're not watching, like it literally comes in through the right side and my fingers do the tapping. And so same thing with the earrings, you know, sometimes the way the designs come to me are out on a trail, or, you know, someone says something and I go, oh, hold on for a second, right? And it's allowed that spontaneity to be there. It's allowed the curiosity, and then all those things of like asking questions and getting people curious and bringing people back to their intuition and listening, literally earrings are right there whispering to you, have all come into this. So I'm doing actually more of what I love to do inside this business than I ever even knew I could. That's so beautiful. I love hearing that, you know, and seeing, you know, where you came from and where I came from. We've known each other probably for like 6 or 7 years or something like that. And the evolution of sort of following one's inner voice and seeing, I mean, both of us spent a lot of time and money learning certain, you know, a certain body of work. And then we both kind of let it go. And I guess I would say let go of the certifications and the formalities within, or maybe even at pretty much the same month, in a way.
We did. We did.
Imagine that. And, you know, and for me, there was like this whole year. I had a whole year sort of like, these things are not working, and yet there's this part that does work, and the dance of like finding myself within the structure or letting go of the structure. And a lot of the chatter in my head is, well, this has been really successful for me, and I get to travel and teach, which I love, and like do all these things, right? There was so much that was a part of it that was working, but there were sort of these non-negotiables of, this is really not working. And for me to be authentic and like in touch with what's really true for me, I've got to let it go. And that was, it was a really challenging year, sort of, because of this and a few other things that were going on. And ultimately, that leap was so, to let it go and just do my own thing, you know, unassociated with any other body of work, but just like everything I've accumulated over the past 20 years and who I am, actually brought surprising commentary from people. I the number of times when I've heard, oh, I'm so happy you're a former facilitator of this, right, was so surprising to me. Mm-hmm. It's like they recognized I could bring my full self and my whole handbag of tools. Yeah. And I see you. So
yeah.
I know, I'm excited in that what I didn't realize until after too, like that part of my journey here, right, is not like, it's part of the like people pleasing, but also making something greater than myself.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
And so actually recognizing, no, this, you, the being, you get to like collect and adventure and bring in what expands you, but that's not bigger than you. That I think is one of the, I think, greatest things that I still like, it's still unfolding in my world of all the things that I made bigger than me that aren't, you know, I'm not better than, that's not it. It's like, I guess it's about owning who I am. Yeah.
It,
I love that. It's about owning who I am. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I used to look at people who would leave and stop being facilitators and be like, why would they do that? You know, like this, I probably would never do that. And then coming to the space where it's like, I gotta do that.
Yeah. And like, it's that whole thing is when you know, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and I even look at that, you know, we've spoken about our marriages that we've left. Like, the thing is, I knew that I was going to marry him. I knew that. And that was part of my journey. I didn't know that necessarily I'd get divorced when I got married, but then I knew that. Like, it was something in me. And then I knew when it was time to be done with that. And it really is that beautiful place of, like, when you know, you know.
And I think a lot of times, like, that hesitation about what are people going to think? You know, or well, when I don't have that, like, when I don't have this anchor, am I going to be a boat that's just kind of afloat on the ocean, you know, directionless or moneyless or whatever it is, right? Like, I know I need to leave this anchor, like, in the truth of what I know, in the heart of my being, and at the same time, like, the monkey mind or the head is just like, but what if, what if, what if? Mm-hmm. And what if it could go greater than you could imagine? What are some other questions we could ask?
It really is asking, like, really getting curious of, like, well, it's not even getting, well, it's getting curious, but it's letting go. Like, I hesitate to say surrender, but it's this, it's unhooking is the words I'm looking for. It's unhooking.
I love that word. Yeah.
Like, and I literally, like, I physically will sometimes, like, energetically unhook because we get so.
I do too.
In. Yeah. You do. But it's unhooking. And part of that unhooking, and it's back to the beginning of our conversation, is when you're unhooked from all of that, there you are.
Yes.
There's no more of this, of the other things sucking on you, whether you've, like, somehow you've chosen it consciously or unconsciously, but you consciously unhook so that you have you, and then you choose.
Yeah.
Right. Then you do you be courageous.
Yeah. And there's almost a point at which I would love to let go of the word courageous. I would love to let go of the idea that one needs courage. It's like, yeah, this is uncomfortable, but I choose. Rather than I need this thing in order to choose, right? A lot of times,
yeah. Well, I was gonna say it's like the Wizard of Oz, right? The lion, he was wanting his courage, right? And it was always there. So it's not like we need to, like, go get the courage. We are. It's like this dormant thing inside of us, right? That somehow we've forgotten that we've tucked it away. It's like, you know, when you put something somewhere safe
and you don't know where it is.
Oh yeah.
Definitely do that.
It's actually there. Yeah. So it's like, you want it. I always do this. You want it? You got it. Little Ariana Grande.
There's a song about that.
Yeah. But it is like, you're right to remove the courage piece of having to get the courage. It's just like, go for it.
Well, you know, I want to get to your contact details and all the things. It's almost like those feelings of anticipation, if we just breathe, it's excitement. I'm ready for something new. It's excitement. We just relabel, repackage, mm-hmm. Follow the same thing to yourself as excitement. So, Maggie, where can people find out about your earrings with their own special messages?
They can find out about them at maggie-emerson.com. You can also find me. Instagram's a really fun place to find me these days because I'm doing some reels. Need to go check them out. And I just wanted to say, too, next week's a really special week because it's stud week, and I'm introducing studs, not my man, with actual earrings.
Oh, that's right. Oh, how fun. So will each of those have their own little intuitive message, too?
They do. Mm-hmm. So thank you. Yeah, they do.
That's awesome. Well, thank you for being here with me, Maggie.
Mm-hmm, thank you.
Thank you for having me. Yes, absolutely. And thank you for listening, everyone. We'll be back again on Om Times Radio, IOM.FM, or find the show on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, anywhere you like to listen. And check me out on meetkathywilliams.com. I have a class coming up about unhooking. It's cord clearing, not